It's time to check out IdeaJam, the Web 2.0 idea management application for Lotus Notes and Domino that runs on Domino 6, 5, 7, and 8, is available as a simple and easy-to-install application. For more information, head over to elguji.com. That's ELGUJI.com. Get your idea on with the software that may just earn you that well-deserved vacation. Let them know you learned about IdeaJam on the Taking Notes podcast. It's time for the Taking Notes podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 85 of the Taking Notes podcast for Thursday, July 31st. 2008. I am your Uplug host, Bruce Elgort, here with
Julian Lug Robichaud.
Yeah, can you say that again, Julian? What was that?
we'll just leave it at Julian Robichaud.
So now you know how it feels when I just do the typical intro and you come up with the creativity, so I stumped you. Now you know how I feel.
Damn it.
So we have on the line today two gentlemen from the UK here to talk about the UK Lotus user group, better known as Uplug or whatever Julian said there. And they are Warren Elsmore, who is from BE Systems / Blue Wave. Warren, welcome back to the Taking Notes podcast.
Thank you very much, Bruce. Good to be here.
And Mike Smith from the Turtle Partnership. Mike, welcome back.
Hi, Bruce. Very nice to be here, too.
Julian's part of the podcast, too, so hi, Julian.
Aw, thanks, Bruce. Hi.
Yeah. Well, I meant for those guys to say hi to you.
Hi.
Julian.
I was feeling terribly left out.
All right, so the UK Lotus User Group is going to occur on September 18th and 19th in 2008, of course, and Warren, how many Uplugs have occurred in the past?
This is only the second one, sort of the way it is now. We had one about the same time, about September last year, and about 110 people turned up. But we had about 100 people last year we had to turn away. So we've gone for a much bigger venue. We've gone into central London, so it's nice and easy to get to. And a very good list of things to come and see and come and do and people to speak to, which we'll get into very shortly, I'm no doubt.
Okay, well, we have lots of questions to ask. And Mike, what's your involvement in the UK Lotus User Group?
Well, basically, I'm helping Warren organize the event, put it together. As he said, it's a much bigger event this year. And I'm glad to say Warren's using all his experience, not only in UK Lug, but also helping with iLug to get this together and actually make it a great event.
So you learn what not to do at the Irish Lotus User Group, and you take all those experiences and bring them to the UK Lotus User Group, right?
Yeah,
that's
yep.
Pretty much.
All right.
In fact, Bruce, I think you said before that the iLug is sort of like the opening band for UK Lug, right?
That's right. That's just the warm-up band. So this is the real thing, and you guys, it's a free event, right?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely free to attend. No cost at all.
Okay, and how does all this happen for free, Warren?
We've got some very generous sponsors, actually quite a long list of very generous sponsors this year, who basically give us some money so they can come along and tell you all about their products. And it pays for all the stuff that we need to do to set up the event. I think it's about $100,000 this year to run the event.
Wow.
So it's big.
So I looked at uklug.info, right? That's the website for
That's
people
right.
to get info on. And can you just run through the sponsors? I was blown away by that list of sponsors.
Okay. We'll start at the top. Platinum sponsors are BlackBerry, who are always very helpful, IBM UK, and Symantec, who are kind of new to the Domino area, but, some new products that they're going to be talking about. Then we've got some gold sponsors. I'm just reading through the ones here that are on the website and announced. There are a few yet to go as well. Mainsoft, who are a company that produce an integration solution between SharePoint and Notes, which is quite interesting. And then we've got Binary Tree, we've got DLI, we've got Ellsmore Creative Marketing, which you might guess is kind of related to me. I'm very lucky in that my father runs a design company, so that's why we have good graphics for UK Lucky. So. Geddes, Genius Inside, Group Technologies, Integra, On Time, Metalogic, Team Studio, Time Tech, and Tools Forever. It's going to be quite a nice sort of little mini show floor exhibition type area, I think, with a good, you know, you need something, you need some product to get Notes working with something else, you can guarantee there'll be a solution there for you somewhere.
Now, I guess you haven't released the session schedule yet, but when you do, is it going to be kind of half and half sponsors and, I guess, regular speakers? Or how are the sponsors going to fit into the whole event itself?
It's a little bit different from iLug. What we try and do for UK Lug is to actually get more customers to come in and do sessions. So we've got fewer sponsor sessions, more sessions from, you know, people that you recognize like Gab Davis and Rob Novak and Carl Tyler, and also then some new names and some people haven't spoken before, and some customers telling us what they've been doing. So we do try and keep it a little bit different. I can give you some names if you'd like a world first exclusive on the podcast.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Bring it on.
Okay, so we've got Paul Mooney and Bill Buchan. Never heard of them before. Not sure who they are. Mm-hmm. Kathleen McGivney, Jamie McGee, Stephen Holloway, this new guy you probably haven't heard from before. Mark Myers, again. Gab Davis, Rob Novak, Carl Tyler we spoke about, Neil Burston, Martin Pradney, and then we've got some other new guys you wouldn't have heard of. A guy called Jeremy Turner from Unipart. A guy called Lynn Rees, who's coming from Cardiff University, which is going to be a really interesting thing. And also some guys from Trailfinders and a few more yet to be given us their names. So there's a really nice mix of people you've heard from before, people you haven't, you know, things you may expect, things you might not expect. So we're looking forward to it.
All right, yeah, I just looked up that Paul Mooney guy on the internet, and it looks like he's maybe a folk singer.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, that's the Paul Mooney I know.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, all right.
so this, and this is actually 2 days, right? So it's two days versus a three-day conference.
Yeah, it's 2 days to give us, time to fit everybody in, and also... Right. Lots of time to, you know, get the important part done, which is the networking, and of course we have a bar on the night of the first day.
Did you find a good AV guy?
Yeah, I found some guy. He says he's good. I'm not entirely sure. You know, they probably just come and throw some stuff together.
So I'm going to ask. I'm going to jump in here, Julian. So Mike, what are you looking forward to for this year's UK Lotus User Group?
Well, the thing that really came out last year, Bruce, was some fantastic stories from customers we had there. For example, we had a major UK bank last year sharing with us their real-life experiences of working with Lotus products. And that's, you know, as Warren was saying, that is where the real value comes in, where people who are actually using Lotus software day by day can actually get together and share their real-life experiences, what's going right, what's going wrong. And that was really powerful. And one thing I'd like to say is that last year was only one day, and that really wasn't long enough to pack in everything that we wanted to and that people wanted to have. And that's another reason why we've gone for 2 days this year. So it's really going to be a lot of very exciting stuff and a lot of interactive stuff where people are going to be getting together and actually sharing what they know about Lotus.
Yeah, it's really cool. I tell you, one of the things I'm looking forward to the most is... one of the customer speakers are coming, and they're telling a story. They're a new Notes Domino house, so they're brand new. They used to be on GroupWise, and they've migrated to Notes Domino in the space of a year. Never seen it before, and they're going to be rolling out 30,000 users. So if that's not worth coming to listen to, I don't know what is.
Wow.
Hey, Warren?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to talk to those guys at Blue Wave and BE to get you an office that's kind of not on the street.
It's very nice on the street. You know, I can see what's going on outside, which is not very much
you
right mean, now.
You can look up and see what's going on the inside. We actually meant that you were on the street.
Yeah, Warren is actually, he's actually in one of those red phone booths like Doctor Who.
They're on to you, Warren.
We have those. You know, there's one about 100 yards up the road from me. It sells coffee, though. It doesn't, not TARDIS.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, speaking of street locations, you know, I'm going to try to segue this in as much as possible. Your new location, you're at Church House Conference Center. Now, where is that? Is that easy to get to?
It's very easy to get to. It's actually right behind the Houses of Parliament and Westminster Abbey. So you really couldn't get much more central in London. So you go to Westminster Tube and it's a couple of hundred yards, if that, you really can't miss it.
Wow, so I could actually stay at Westminster and then go to the conference, probably.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, sure. It's all very, very close together, that part of town. If you've not been before, then loads and loads to see and do around there as well.
I think Julian meant actually staying in the Abbey, right?
Right, sure.
Yeah, I'll talk to the Queen.
Okay.
So, you guys, on the website, what resources are available for everyone? I guess hotel selections, possibly?
Well, you know, we were going to put up some hotel selections, but then it's kind of London and there are so many hotels that we just wouldn't know where to start. There's directions on there. There's some information on how to get there, when it is, what to do. The full agenda will be going up very shortly. People have been asking us for that. So we promise it'll be up there very, very shortly. If there isn't anything that's on there, then let us know, and we'll try and stick it up there.
Right. And I think offline you had told me that you have maybe a couple of some sponsor level available left for any company that wants to show their product. Is that still true?
We do. We've got only a very few. We've got a very few silver sponsorship places left, which is for your podium and our little show floor. If you've got a product or a service or whatever, we'd love to hear from you about it. Just drop us an email. There's an email address on our site.
One thing that I did notice at the Irish Lotus user group is that the product showcase area was packed almost all the time. So it was kind of interesting, very intimate, you know. And you got to really hear, you know, not just the, how would you say it? Not just the elevator pitch, but you really got to talk to the people behind the product, and I think a lot of people really, you know, appreciate that. So,
yeah, I mean, our sponsors put a lot of effort into this, and there's some really, really good products down there on the show floor. So it's really worth checking them out and seeing what they've got. Because, I mean, Paul and I and everybody else, we still go around and we still find some amazing things on there. So,
demographics? Do you have any first cut at, you know, where people are coming from to the UK Lotus User Group, or?
I can give you that. It's actually quite sort of varied. It's a UK Lotus User Group, but we've got people from pretty much all over Europe. It's quite a lot from the UK, some from Ireland, France, Germany, Norway, Italy. There's a whole bunch of different people. There we go. Israel, Malta. The US, of course. Who else have we got? You can tell I'm looking at the database here, can't you? Italy, the Netherlands, Sweden, Ireland, Czech Republic, Denmark, all over Europe. So that's a good point, actually. If you want to come, make sure you get registered, because it does look very much like we're going to fill up again. So we can only take so many, I'm afraid.
Right. Now, Warren, I heard rumor that you're going to be demoing a Lego Mindstorms widget. Is that true?
I wish.
No. Okay.
No, or X-Pages, Lego something?
You don't want to know how long I've spent trying to get Bluetooth working with that NX2.
on the Mac?
Yeah, it's got Bluetooth, but I just can't. If anybody out there, this is really, really sad, if anybody's listening and knows how to get a Bluetooth COM port to work to an NXT, please tell me, and I will do something cool Lego-y, Domino-y with it.
Oh, man, I'm putting that's going to be the title of the podcast.
It's another world exclusive.
All right, Mike, anything else to add for the...
I just say that the venue, and Warren went through a lot of venues, finding a really good one is superb. It's a fantastic site. And as he says, it's literally, you walk out of the back entrance of Westminster Abbey and fall straight into it. It's a magnificent location. It's a really good venue. Their IT setup is second to none. And it's a fantastic, the main hall is just amazing. It's during a certain unpleasantness around about 1940-41. This is where the Houses of Parliament actually moved out of Westminster and went into this particular location. It is the most amazing place. Isn't that right, Warren?
It is. It's absolutely beautiful. And the other thing I was thinking is if you remember back to any of the UK royal weddings, the bit where the coaches pull up and the bride and the groom get out of the coach, that's the entrance to our conference centre. So it's a lovely, lovely place.
So for those of you listeners who are considering maybe proposing to your fiance, to your future fiance, maybe the UK Lotus User Group is a good place for you to go and do it in front of everyone. So
there will also be a Da Vinci Code scavenger hunt.
All right. Well, the UK Lotus User Group, September 18th and 19th in London. So if you are interested in attending, head over to uklug.info, sign up. If you are a product vendor interested in getting your product in front of 250 captive eyes, or actually 500 eyes, well, not all of us. Never mind. I'm not going to go there. September 18th and 19th in London, and the fine folks at... the fine sponsors hope to see you all there. And if you have any questions, get in touch with the folks over at uklug.info, and they'll answer any questions you may have. So that's a wrap, I guess. Warren, hope you, you're tremendously successful in year two of UCLUG. And Mike, it's always good to hear your insights and your enthusiasm for these types of events. I wish I was going to be there. Julian, what about you?
Oh, I'm going to be there. I actually haven't got the plane ticket yet, but I've got authorization. I think that I'm going to be in London for Collaboration University, which is right before that, and I'm going to stick around.
Yeah, that's in case you didn't know too, Julian, you just joined Snaps, right?
Just joined Snaps.
Right.
Yes. So I will be there as an attendee, maybe with a Snaps hat on or something.
Oh, all right. Well, that's it for 85. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and may you all have safe journeys to UCLUG and back.
Thanks very much, Bruce.
Thanks, Julian.
All right. Thank you, guys.